This year, Australia will go into a federal election and the informal campaigning and promises are underway. Also, Australians, fed up with the current big parties, will give another option to voters. A new political party was formed with the intention of bringing a stronger political force in Parliament. I started asking President of the Fusion Party Australia, Andrea Leong, the aim of their newest political party.
Yeah, so the Fusion Party is made of five former small parties that are coming together, and we're really excited to be working together. We are the Science Party, the Secular Party, Pirate Party, a Climate Change Emergency Action, Vote Planet, and the Climate Change Justice Party. So we're really excited to be working together. So late last year, there was some legislation introduced that made it harder for small parties to exist. Our membership requirements were tripled from 500 members to 1,500 members. And we thought, you know, small parties have always been in communication with each other. And when this came up, we thought we're going to combine our efforts and really challenge the major parties, which we found them to be more interested in holding on to power than governing for the nation.
So besides the new legislation of getting more members to be a political party, what motivated you along with these five parties to join and form a bigger one?
So there were some pretty, I'd say, historic discussions following the introduction of that bill into Parliament. And our five parties came together because we've got a strong common core of policies that we all want to see carried through in regards to a good and ethical and accountable government and in declaring a climate emergency to tackle climate change head on before it's too late.
Now, let's go and speak a little bit about the policies from the Fusion Party, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So could you please expand a little bit more about the ethical governance policy? So we know the government is trying to avoid as much as they can to have a federal anti-corruption agency. Could you please expand a bit about your policy on this issue?
Yeah, we think it's really vital that we have an anti-corruption body at the federal level. We have it at all the states and territories to make sure the public service and our elected representatives are accountable. But we don't have anything like it at the federal level, and we keep being told, well, we don't need it. We don't see any evidence of corruption. Of course, you're not going to see evidence of corruption if you're not looking for it. So it underpins confidence in government to have an anti-corruption body to investigate claims like that.
Now, we know Australia is not well known for climate change action at this point. What are your proposals on climate change?
Australia's record on acting on climate is really quite shameful given the resources that we have in this country. We can become a renewable energy superpower if we wanted to, if we just give it that support. One of the policies that we're looking at is to support a target of 800% renewables. So we talk about 100% renewables target, which is to supply all of our electricity through renewable sources. We have a policy of supporting 800% renewables, which is to produce more electricity than we use and to use it to power new industries of the future and to export that power to the rest of the world. And we currently do something like this with coal. We dig up 7 or 8 times more coal than we burn in Australia. So you could say we have 800% coal at the moment, and we want to transition really rapidly and in a supported way to 800% renewable.
And I'm guessing as well it's not just about electricity. It could be like wind power and all the renewable energies, I guess.
Yeah, renewables are a big part of it. Australia isn't blessed with some of the hydroelectricity resources that some other parts of the world are, but the wind and the solar resources that we have in Australia, if any country can do it, it is Australia, and we can be a test case for the rest of the world.
So politically speaking, how many candidates will the Fusion Party support this year? It's an electoral year. And what's the future work with Fusion from now onwards?
We so far have 8 candidates endorsed for the Fusion Party across Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia. And we are taking applications from more people. So we will have more candidates announced as we get closer to the election. And our future work at the moment is, well, we're currently just building our campaign and letting people know that we're out there. And we've come together as a group of these parties working together to provide an option to the Australian voters that is stronger than before and is looking to really challenge the current government, who doesn't seem to want to lead. So we're stepping up and taking that position.
That was President of the Fusion Party Australia, Andrea Leong. And if you would like more information about the party, you can go to our website at thewire.org.au.